One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. I read about a lady who was very poor. She had worked for a very rich couple. And they had died without an issue. She served them for so many years. The man was very rich. You know what he did? When he was dying, he wrote a will. In his will, he willed all of his estate to that little woman who served for so long. But she was not educated. And when the man died, she felt so terrible that he died and kept that paper a long time until one day, after she had suffered for so long, for several years after the death of the man, in her suffering, somebody discovered that she had framed that paper that that man gave to her until they were looking for her. The bankers were looking for her. And they found her. Are you Miss So-and-so? Well, she said, yep. And they wanted to know what to do. Did he leave any document with you? Oh, there's just a little paper, she said, something he left behind. And she brought this thing off the wall and they shouted, this is the woman. She didn't understand it. She loved it. But that thing that she was kissing every day and thanking God for was her deliverance from trouble and poverty, but she didn't know it. Some of us have our Bibles under our pillow. We kiss it every morning, and we don't know what's inside. I knew a guy some years ago, his Bible fell down, and he gave himself 7 knocks right in my presence. 7 knocks on his head for letting his Bible fall. I said, why'd you do that? He said, I promised myself not to let that happen to me. It's the Word of God. He didn't want the Word of God to fall down. Our Bible wasn't talking about the Word of God falling in paper. Gave himself 7 knocks. I was watching, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And that didn't bring him out of darkness anyway. Hallelujah. See, so you may kiss your Bible and your life may not change. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Are you still there? So we're reading something in First Epistle of St. John, chapter number 5. And we got to verse 10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, you know it. When you believe, when you truly believe in Jesus, you know it in your heart that you believe. There are people who talk about Jesus and they don't really believe. They also know. They also know they don't really believe. When you believe, way down deep in you, you just know. There's no argument inside your heart. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Do you know what that means? He's telling you that when you hear about Jesus and refuse to believe, he says you've made God a liar, because God declared that Jesus is his Son and he raised him from the dead, and you still don't believe. He said you're making God a liar. Verse 11. Oh, I like it. And this is the record. Oh, glory to God. It's one of the biggest verses of the Bible. I'm telling you, this verse, when you get to understand it, it'll change your whole world. Let me read it to you. And this is the record that God, I wish I had a louder voice than shouting. I'm telling you, that God hath forgiven to us. He's not going to do it. He's already done it. He says, this is the record. He puts you on notice. He says, this is the record that God has given to us. Zoe. He's done it. He's not going to do it when we get to heaven. He says, this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this, and this life is in his Son. Look at it, brother, look at it. This is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this Zoe, eternal life, this Zoe is in his Son. He that has the Son has life. Oh, glory! You see, there is the animal life, you understand? There is the plant life. Are you hearing me? Then there is the God life. Why he is who he is. Jesus said, as the Father hath Zoe in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have Zoe in himself. And now he says, this is the testimony that God has given to us, Zoe. And this Zoe is in his Son. He that has the Son of God has Zoe. Zoe is the life of God. It's a God type of life. And if you have the Son of God, you have Zoe. That's what Jesus meant when he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you must be born again. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. When you're born of the flesh, that means you're born of your mother and your father. That's the human life. When you're born of the Spirit, you do not have a human life again. You have Zoe, the God type of life. Now that you have that life, what are you going to do about it? That's the life that if a man should have it, he cannot have HIV. Are you listening to me now? That's the life that if you would have, you cannot have an infection of any type. That's the life that even if you were born with sickle cell, if you have Zoe, if you have Zoe, He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He says, marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Because when you're born again, you are born with Zoe. You become a partaker of the divine nature. That's why he said, now. Oh, I gotta tell you this. He says, beloved, that's John crying out. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. He said, we may not look like it on the outside, but we know that when he shall show up from heaven, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. But now are we the sons of God. Now, I'm going to tell you about that in a moment. That's what Paul was crying out. He said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. You know the meaning? You know the meaning of a new creation? A new kind of man. He's a new type. Listen. In Genesis chapter number 1, reading from verse 26, God said, let us make man. Let us make homo sapiens. You get it? Let us make homo sapiens in our image and in our likeness. Because homo sapiens was not in God's image and likeness before. Are you still there? So he made him in his image. Homo sapiens used to be a beast. Homo sapiens had the high intelligence to build a city, and he did. But he didn't know God. He didn't have the nature of God. And he didn't have the image of God. But now God said, all right, this is the highest type of creation. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794. Or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.